Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is searching for a second suspect in connection with the murder of David Ganfield, a suspect considered armed and dangerous. Ganfield died as a result of severe head trauma after he was assaulted in late April in McKinleyville. An acquaintance dropped Ganfield off at the Mad River Hospital emergency room, and he was later transferred to Reading, where he died. The sheriff's office has arrested one man in connection with Canfield's death, and they are searching for 23-year-old Ryan Joseph Johnson, a white male adult, 5'8", 175 pounds, with short red hair and blue eyes. Last week, a Eureka police officer conducted a traffic stop on a car driven by 42-year-old Jonas Seymour, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for homicide in connection with Canfield's death. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's detectives from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office are investigating the death of 22-year-old Fullerton native Gerald Vitelli, whose body was found in a car at the intersection of Iron Peak Road and Spy Rock Road in Laytonville last week. Responding emergency crews found Vitelli in the back seat of a car and detained a second person at the scene. They learned little about the details that led to Vitelli's death, but they did get the man to take them to the site of a small marijuana garden where he and Vitelli had been working. There were no signs of trauma on Vitelli's body and no obvious signs of foul play. And after inspecting the quarters at the cultivation site, which had a small generator at the front door of a poorly ventilated sleeping quarters, carbon monoxide poisoning has not been ruled out. An autopsy on Vitelli's body has been completed, along with a toxicology screen. No charges related to the marijuana grow are expected. The Board of Directors for the Arcata Fire Protection District will hold a meeting on Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock at the D Street Center in Arcata to discuss an ordinance to be put before voters that would establish a new special tax to raise revenue to fund an increase in staffing for the district. The proposed property tax increase would be $96 per year for a single-family residence, and Board Chair Linda Sundberg said in a statement that if passed, the tax would be used to put more firefighters in stations and on engines to bring those engine companies up to industry standards for a city the size of Arcata. The fire district has found its resources stretched to the limit with concurrent fire and medical aid calls in the past few months. Chief Desmond Cowan said that the hiring of more personnel is the next logical step in the modernization of the department. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest and Redwood National Park will host the first of three public meetings scheduled for the end of May this evening in Orleans at 5 o'clock at the Orleans Ranger Station. The public is encouraged to attend, and forest officials will make a presentation about preparations for the upcoming fire season, risk management, response actions, and the efforts taken to get ready for another hot and dry summer will be discussed. A second public meeting is scheduled for Crescent City next week, followed by a final meeting in Eureka on the 28th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This country has made great strides in cutting down on the number of alcohol-impaired drivers that get behind the wheel of a vehicle and put their lives and the lives of others in danger. Drunk driving is still a serious concern, but the public education about the danger has made an impact. The next step is to address impairment of any sort, whether it's the driver who's been smoking marijuana or who was just ingested meth. Impaired driving is inherently dangerous, and District Attorney Maggie Fleming said the substance doesn't matter.
The person who, whatever drug they're using, makes them sleepy versus the person, whatever drug they're using, makes them hyperactive, they're still impaired drivers if they're not able to deal with all of the issues that you have to deal with when you're driving a car. And that's really what we look at, is were they not able to safely operate a vehicle?
Fleming pointed out last week that her office has several pending vehicular manslaughter cases, and not all of them are due to alcohol. Both illegal and prescription drugs play a role as well.
Part of it is when something is illegal. How would we ever say, let's test this person for how much heroin makes them unable? It's the same with prescription meds. The idea is it impacts people in different ways depending on the dose.
There is a reason local law enforcement agencies increase their traffic patrols during holidays. Impaired drivers are a danger to everyone on the road. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.